and his seeing eyes. In the name of Jesus. When your eyes is opened, when you see aright, you can never stumble. You can never fail. When your ears are cleared and you can hear the direction of the Holy Spirit, like in Psalm 32 verse 8 that we read earlier today in the workers meeting, that he said, I will guide you, I will teach you the way you will go, and I will guide you with my eyes, something like that. You can never miss the mark. I pray this year, as we study and hear the word of God, may your spiritual ear be open and may your eyes of understanding be open. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Today, I'll try to be as fast as possible. Our time is fast spent, but I won't rush above the Holy Spirit direction. If I cannot finish, we have another time we can minister. Today, we want to talk about the final say. The final say. That's why you sang that song. Who has the final say? This was not something I just want to talk about. The Lord had laid in my heart for a very long period of time what many misconceptions that we have about God and about Satan. And many times, many of us, we glorify Satan more than we glorify God. And we always have in mind, oh, Satan is going to do this. Devil is going to do this. And we never understand clearly what exactly what God says he will do. Please, if you have your Bible now, let's read. And I think we're all going to read together. The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. And chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. Can we all rise up and read this together so that we have understanding? Thank you, my technical, you're putting it. Let's all read together. This is going to be our culture in this place, that we read and we understand. The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. Amen. Let's go. Before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hand, and possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely cause you to your face. Verse 12. And again, there was a day when the sons of God present, and Satan also among them. Sorry, can we go back to verse? Yeah, thank you. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now chapter 2 verse 1 again. Chapter 2 verse 1. Again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause? So Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face. This is the last one. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, or spare his life. Amen. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Please sit down in the presence of the Most High God. Like I said to you all earlier, one of the misconceptions is the fact that we think the devil has the finances. You can see from where we read today, who determines what happened there? Who determines what happened? No, I can't hear you. Who determines what happened there? The Lord have the finances. I know some of us, many a times, devil had come in different manners and different techniques, and you fear more than you fear God. You fear that the devil will have the final say. The day the Lord gave me this personal concept that said, I determine what happened, it makes me to fear less to do anything. You know what? If God is not in it, it will not work. It's not because the devil does not have power. I'm not trying to make you feel like the devil does not have authority. He does. He has authority. But I'm saying to you, the final says belongs to God. The final says, whatever happens to you finally, it's not because the devil has the authority. It's whatever God allows to happen. And today, I want you to understand that more than ever before, that God has the final say. In the book of John chapter 12 verse 31, devil was referred to as the ruler of this world. John chapter 12 verse 31. You know, God said, you know, the rulers of this world has come. The rulers of this world. Devil rules. If you think the devil does not have power, we've made the biggest mistake. He has the power. He has the authority. And that's why he could tempt Jesus. That's why he could incite people to against Jesus. That's why he could do so many things against Christians and many other unbelievers. Because he has power. But what God has made clear in the book of Daniel chapter 4 verse 17. He said, the Most High God rules over the affairs of men. Now look at that. Daniel chapter 4 verse 17. If you have your Bible, you can read. If they can project, they can project. But he says, the Lord does what? He rules over the affairs of men. Devil, in the book of John 12, 31, he said, is the ruler of the world, the cosmos world. Yes, he rules. But who is the owner and the one that determines the affairs of men? It's God. That's Daniel chapter 4, verse 31. And in the book of Psalm chapter 33, verse 10 to 11, it said, the Lord brings counsels of the nations to nothing. It frustrates the plans of the people. The counsels of the Lord stand forever. The plans of his heart to all generation. Whatever happens to you has nothing to do with the supremacy power of Satan. It's God that has the final say. And that is what you need to have as you go to 2020. I want you to walk like the child of the Most High God. Go like the son of the Most High God who have authority over situation. Because as we're going to learn today, when you align yourself with God and walk in his consciousness, you rules. The Bible says, for ye are what? For ye are what? God. Why God said that is because he imputed in you the spirit that made him to be God in you. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Holy Spirit. Meaning that you are the spirit of God to make you to rule. And what will make you to understand that better is for you to understand how God communicated with Satan in where we read earlier today. What did God say? When Satan comes, God boasts of his children. Have you considered my son Job? Look at him. He's a man with worth. He's a man with honor. He's a man with integrity. Whatever he wants to do, he can do it. How come Satan cannot give? How come Satan cannot say, let me go and destroy without God's consent? Why? Because in the hierarchy of heavens, there is supremacy. And God rules. He that is above all. God rules in the third heavens. Satan is in the second heaven. So God has the final say to determine what happened to your destiny, to your life. Not the devil, not one power of the kingdom of darkness. As long as you can call the name of the Lord. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to that name and is saved. And so when the enemy begins to come and charge you in the night, in the dream, and all they say, I will destroy you. Silence him and said, oh, belongs to God. Doesn't matter how many. You know why Jesus was sleeping in the stormy boat? Why? Why will he be sleeping? Because he knows clearly that the power that is troubling the water does not belong to that water. It belongs to God. And he is God. And so he has the final say over any situation. Why would Job, despite his sin, be sleeping in the stormy water? He knows the God that rules. He knows that when my God rules, nothing can stop him. Nothing. There is no devil combined. If you combine all the forces of darkness together and bring them at his word, the devil trembles at his word. When God says no, that is no. It doesn't matter how many times the enemy come like a flood. When God says stop, no argument. Why? Because he rules. You know, one thing I understand in this place, you know, I will quickly check, you know, how many of us know what happened just about 10 days in Iran and America, you know? When the Iranian head of the armed force or so was to be executed, who made the law? Who declared? Who made the sanction? Trump. Nobody but Trump. It doesn't matter how many hierarchy of armies that we have or military personnel, they are not make the final says. The killing of that man can only come from one man. And that was in the natural sense. That was from Trump. For anything to happen to you, God has to say yes. If God does not give permission, no one. And that's why I pity those who decide to go against God. You know what God does sometimes is just to turn his back. I don't know whether you've seen those things before, you know. When somebody that's supposed to defend you knows that, you know what, I don't want to be part of it, they act as if they don't see. They just move away and say, continue what you are doing. And sometimes many things happen to Christians because we have put our hands in things. The Bible says the hands of the Lord is too holy to behold iniquity. It cannot behold. And so when you are carrying that iniquity, it just turns aside. And the devil will think, okay, since God is not looking, what happened? I have the authority, I do. And that's why I want you to be on the God side, on the righteous side, on the holy side, on the one that when God beholds and says, you can go this far. For this one, say, touch not my anointed. This one carries my presence. You can't. You know why? Because he's looking. My wife did mention about something around God seeing, following you. When God's eyes is upon you, there is no way. No way. I always say something about our Father in the Lord. I think it in my head. Are you saying there is no supernatural powers in Nigeria to kill that man? He's pulling millions of crowd every month. Every month, he's just increasing. They are building, finishing one auditorium, going to another one. You see that there is no devil they can say, let's kill this man because he's pulling too much crowd. Why not? Why can't they stop him? Because the power does not belong to them. The final says, it belongs to God. In the book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 29, Deuteronomy 32, 29 says, see now that I am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and make alive. I wound and I heal. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. God gives life and takes life. Devil does not kill. If God does not give permission, it doesn't happen. Deuteronomy 32, 39. God said, I give life. I take life. I wound, I heal. And so, if you have the understanding that God is the giver of life, God determines what happened, you will probably be strong and strengthened in your spirit, man. If I were you, I would be closer to God because I know he has the final say. You know, in Nigeria, apart from some of us who are British and some of us who are Caucasian, I know some of us are already British, but for someone like me that was born in Nigeria, okay, and inherited by the grace of God, the British citizenship, you know, I know one thing, because I was already over 30 before I got to this country. One thing, they know something, man, no man. Who you know determines what happened to a certain level in Nigeria. Who you know? And I can tell you, if you know one that rules, if your uncle is Dangote today, I can tell you have a job. You don't need to apply. You don't need to beg. You don't need to go to the mountaintop. Because it's a matter of, okay, I read petrochemical. I need a job. Oh, don't worry. I just opened my refinery now. You go to Lekki, go and start and be operation manager. Start. There is no application. There is, why? Because you ask the finance. And so when the enemy come like a flood to you in your dream and say, I will kill you. Shut him down. Say, shut up. God says, I kill and I make alive. No one. God must turn his back for enemy to rule. You are not a victim of circumstances. You are the Son of God. And when you carry the presence of God, you carry the finances. Amen. And God also made it know that you are not just born without a plan. Your future, your tomorrow is in his hand. Psalm 31 verse 14 and 15. Psalm 31 verse 14 and 15 say, but as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Say to somebody, my times are in your hand. You know, that's what God says to you. It's not something, you know, in my short life experience, I understand something very well. Sometimes I have a very, very super, super plan. And I will say, I will do this thing. And when it fails to happen at the time, I think God has failed. Unknown to me, my God has the plan in his hand. And he makes it to happen in the best possible way for me. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and those who persecute me. Now, however, you know, one thing the enemy loves to do, and it does very, very well, is what? Incite fear in the heart of men. You know, this thing that happened to Satan, to Job, it didn't just happen. If somebody opened to the book of Job, chapter 3, verse 25, Job says, what I fear most has happened to me. Job chapter 3 verse 25. What I fear most, for the things I greatly fear has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. Amen. See, one thing you cannot but do is to fear not. When you have fear upon you, it paralyzes every strength in you. It makes you look as if you are nobody. When a man fears, it takes away the confidence of heaven from him. One of the things that can make you to be dysfunctional in your life is when you are afraid. I was sharing with somebody just a few days ago, you know, one of the reasons why many of us have not moved out of the level of I beg to apply to get to the realm of employer of labor is because you fear what will happen if this business does not work. What happened when this does not up? I remember one thing. When I was about to move from my normal permanent job to start a kind of my own personal working for myself as an agency, I remember this, my principal social worker then, about 7-8 years ago. He said, Femi, what will happen if the 3-month contract ends and the person that you are relieving comes back? You know, sometimes this agency stuff, it's primarily for the maternity leave or for this. What happens when this person comes back? You know, you'll be out of job, so you can't come back. I said, you know what? I'm going to start what I want to start. And I can share with somebody this week or last week, I have worked on my own since October 2012. I've not lost a day in my own past, one single day, for almost 8 years, more than 7 years. You know, when you stand against your fear, you will do exploits. One of the things you would know about fear is the fact that fear makes you to lose all that God has for you, because you cannot see. Look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter 25, 37 to 38. You know, the Bible made it clear that Nabal, the husband of Abigail, died not because David killed him. He died of fear. When he heard that David is coming to kill, the Bible said the next day, he got paralyzed and died. Fear. David has not even moved from where he was. Unknown to him, Abigail has appealed. But the moment he heard about that, the man just died on his own. Fear kills, destroys, paralyzes. When you walk in fear, oh, devil say, somebody came and said I would destroy. My wife mentioned, I didn't know, is it Kenneth Hagin that mentioned that, but I've heard a story about 10 years when a man was in his living room, a man was sleeping upstairs, and the devil came to the living room and was rocking the chair, and the man came at the middle of the night, and he saw the devil in his own garment and his own glory, and thinking, Mr. Devil, why are you disturbing my sleep? If you think you have the power, why don't you come to my room and stop rocking the chair here? And the man went up and sleep in his room. How many of us can see devil? No, not devil is too much. How many of us can see the shadow of somebody with black just flavor like this? And you will not get totally paralyzed. The Bible said fear kills, it brings torment. When the devil comes to you like a flood and saying, you know what, you're not going to see tomorrow. Tell him what the Bible say. What does the Bible say? Tell him what the Bible say. He said, I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the word of the Lord. So when he hears that, he cannot stand. Why? When the devil came against Jesus, what were the words of Jesus? Was he thinking, if I have to jump from that place, will I be able to survive? You know, Jesus said back the word, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. You know, when you can bring out the word, Satan cannot stand. That's why fear bring paralyzed. Another thing we know is that the Bible made it clear that the children of Israel was not able to move forward in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 11 and verse 23 to 25 against Goliath. Why? Because they are fearful. David came and said, why is it that you've been here? You've been on this side against Goliath for this number of days and months. They said, because of that man. And the man will come and roar, if you have the power, let one of you come and face me and I will kill. And David, untrained army, unskilled labor, he said to him, I got something this man does not have. He said, you are not fighting against me. You know, your peace is not against me, but against the Lord of hosts of Israel. The Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth. That's why, how come ordinary one stone will kill a mighty Goliath? Because the Most High God goes ahead of him and destroy the works of the enemy. So you cannot afford to be afraid. Bible said, God has not given us the spirit of fear. What has he given us? How many Bible scholars we have? God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of what? And sound mind. Power, love, and sound mind. That's what God has given to you. You can afford. See, those things that you are afraid of, let me tell you, they are really afraid of you if you know who you are. Things that you think, if you are sleeping, please let me knock your neighbor if they are sleeping, because this is not the time to sleep. See, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of sound mind. Now, what happens? Job was wise because he knows God has the finances. Even when he slay me, I will still lay on him. Job 14:14. Job 14:14. I love that one. How many of you understand what Job 14? If you don't mark it in your Bible. If you have not marked Job 14:14, it is time for you to mark it. It said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my expected end will I wait till my change come. That is a powerful confession. When you know how to say the right thing, what happened in the Job chapter 41, chapter 42, the Bible made it clear the Lord returned back double all that Job had lost. And this is what he had said from chapter 15. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? No. But all the days of my expected end will I wait till my change come. Job chapter 19, verse 25. He also says something very powerful. You know, when you understand what the Bible says, Job 19, verse 25. He said, for I know that my Redeemer. I don't know whether you understand that. He said, I know that my Redeemer lives. When you understand who lives inside you, you are going to make it. You cannot afford to say negative things this year. Doesn't matter how many times the situation changes negatively against you. Stand for God. Stand in His word. And that's why you need to say what the Lord says about you. I know, before I round up, He said in Naomi chapter 1 verse 7, the Lord is good, a refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. Psalm 84 verse 11, He said, for the Lord is Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestow favor and honor. No good things will He withhold for those who walk uprightly. When you know the mighty hand of God, Psalm 40 verse 29, He gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. It doesn't matter how many times things look like today. If you decide to stand by God's side, if you decide to say, you know what, Lord, I don't want it to turn back on me. I want your eyes to be on me. I will live rightly. I will not allow sin to take away my glory. I will serve you with all my heart. That's where the blessing lies. I'm telling you, your prayer is a weapon. Your prayer is mighty, but the greater power you have is the consciousness of who you are in Christ, the power of your word. When you merge it with the prayer of intercession and prayer of faith, you will change things. Situation begins to change in your life. But if you don't have that strength of the knowledge of God and the power of God, and knows that God rules over the affairs of men, Satan will come like a roaring, like a lion. But the real lion is from the tribe of Judah, and that is Jesus. Shall we rise on our feet? I want you to stand with confidence in the knowledge of God. I want you to stand in the power of the knowledge of God, because you know God has the final say. It doesn't matter how many things happens. God, only God, has the final say. Not your teacher, not your lecturer, not your boss, not your spouse, not your friend, not the devil, not that wishes, not that wizard, not principalities, not power, not rulers of darkness. The only one that has the final say is God. I wanted to give Him all the word He says about you. He said, you will not die but live to declare the goodness of God. This month of fasting and prayer, this next 50 days begins to talk to God. God said, but those who wait on the Lord, it will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagle. They will run and not faint. They will walk and not be destroyed. I want it to begin to pray, begin to declare. God said, Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, I have not commanded you, be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Begin to talk to God. For this year, you are marching on. This year, you are moving forward. This year, the Lord your God will stand by you. My Father will make a way for you. As you stand by His word, begin to confess His word. How many word of the Lord do you know about your circumstances? Begins to draw back the word and say to the Lord about your circumstances. Psalm 34 verse 10, He said, the lion may grow weak and be hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall lack no good thing. Begins to ask God for the good things that He says about you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, I give all the praises to you. Because you are the final says, not the devil, not the powers of darkness. My God has the final say. Except you give permission, devil does not have the rule. Except you reign, nobody can decree and come to pass when God has not said it. Is there anyone that is saying to you, you will not prosper? Say to them, they do not have the final say. My God, your God has the final say. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray.